for you very well.
We got the ox in the ditch and we need a little help.
You have what?
The ox in the ditch.
I didn't catch the first word.
Ox, O-X.
Oh!
What
can I do?
The Attorney General and I are sitting here talking and...
Yeah?
The governor of Mississippi this afternoon sent me word that he would like for me to pick some impartial, objective observer to represent the president, come down and talk to him and let him show my representative what he was doing to try to prevent violence, and what the state police were doing, what the local officials were doing, and review what his problem was, what we were doing. We wanted to get someone that we thought all the country would respect, and I want to be careful who represents me. And Attorney General and I have talked about it. We concluded that you were about the best and only fellow that we knew could get that job done for me, and we want to talk to you about it.
Well, I'm certainly, any time I'm at your disposition, whether I'm the best man for this or not, I don't know.
Oh, yes, you are. I know you are. Now, let the Attorney General tell you what he thinks about it, and I'll be back on in a minute.
All right.
Oh, Alan?
Bob?
Hello.
Very well.
Good.
I feel terribly about your brother, you know.
He's coming. He's coming along, Alan.
Good.
And he's going to recover.
When you see him next, give him my response.
I'll do that. I think this is could be awfully important. You know, the situation is extremely explosive in Mississippi.
Oh, I know it is.
And there's very little contact, and has been for the last few years, between the authorities down there and the federal authorities. And the fact that the governor said that this was a possibility that he'd accept and have some impartial person go down there and look at the situation, I think could be a big help and give us some breathing space, and also somebody with your reputation around the country and around the world, I think could perform a real service. I think it would be a question going down and talking to him, talking to some of these students, talking to some of the Negro people down there, talking to some of the FBI, and then coming in and talking quite frankly with the governor and talking quite frankly with President Johnson about what you think needs to be done.
I'm not a great expert on this subject, really.
I think it's just a question of decency, really, and just looking at the facts and us, and we'd obviously give you a briefing on how we found the situation, and then you could talk to him and see what you think. But I think it'd be, it's something that we don't have and never have had, and the fact that you have no communication in such an explosive situation is very, very dangerous for the country.
Oh, I realize it is.
And I think that you could, this is not a question of needing a great deal of expertise on civil rights or on the problems of Negroes. I mean, hell, you could get that.
Yeah.
It's just a question of whether,
why wouldn't it be best for me to sit down for you with you or with the president, just as he wants, and both of you, and talk and see whether I can be of service?
Yes, I think that we had these three students down there who have been missing for 48 hours. And they found this car, which is burning, and they haven't been able to find out if the students were in there or not. But I think it would be helpful if the president could say sometime tonight that he talked to the governor and talked to you, and that he was taking that step, so it doesn't look like, I think that it's important to get on.
My job is purely advisory, I mean.
That's right. That's right. I think you go down and report on what the facts are and make suggestions.
Yeah.
And you make suggestions to the... And we'd get, there'd be somebody that would go with you and...
Right.
And,
your office.
Well, all that, or we could pick out a young lawyer who...
Yeah.
Who's satisfactory to you. I have a little hesitation about our office because they might think it was suspect. But I think you could get some young lawyer. This fellow Finney from the Clark Clifford's office is one possibility. But somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody that you had confidence in and who could you know, we could fill in on all the facts.
And that would be with the governor and then with all the elements.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think it could be, you know, we worked together for a long time, and I know what you could do, and I know you'd do this well, and I know that you could do it, Alan.
You want to announce it right away?
Well, I think it'd be well if...
What is the timing on this? I'm on this other commission, you know, and we're trying to finish up our work, and I wouldn't want the...
No, but I think if you could...
The Chief Justice think I'd run out on.
No, what I think is that if you could go down there for a day or so, or a couple of days, and then come back up here.
Yeah.
I think just to be go down and talk to the governor and talk to some of the other people down there, and then you could come back up, but I think just to get it started, it would be helpful.
Go down pretty soon, you mean?
Yes.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
so. And then just talk to them and
yeah. Yeah.
But I don't, you wouldn't have
you
to...
You think the governor's in good faith?
Yes. Now, of course, this is all subject to that.
Yeah.
And if the governor wasn't, you know, then it certainly wouldn't be announced.
Yeah.
But I think that even if you found out that he wasn't, it would...
I don't think I know him personally.
No, well, we don't know him, but I think that if he found out he wasn't, Alan, even that's helpful to the country and helpful to the president.
Well, you know him, don't you?
I don't know him.
Don't you really?
I've talked to him on the phone. You see, we really don't have any communication with him down here, and the fact that he's opened this door is very important.
He's just...
Yeah.
This is Wallace, is it? I got out.
No, this is Johnson.
Oh, this is Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, certainly Johnson. Yes.
Yeah. So,
Has he a fairly good reputation with him?
No, we just don't know. They say he's better than his predecessor, Barnett.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I think even if that's not true, the fact that you could report that, that you found it, just if President Johnson has to take some steps later on, you know, and these things have such an effect across the country, it's not just Mississippi, but just have an effect across the country.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a just a local...
Why'd you pick me for this?
Because I know you.
I've been a little mad at you, you know, a little bit, on this Bay of Pigs book, but I forget that very easily.
Oh, well, I'm glad. But anyway, you know what?
I don't stay angry long.
No. Well, fine. But I think it could be, and I think the president feels it could be a big help.
Well, Liz, I'd do anything for the nation, you know, any time. I've never refused. I just have a little question of my...
Well, I'm sure you could do it.
Why is it due? Want to announce it tonight? The president wants to announce
I think he'd like to do it if it works out with Governor Johnson. Here he is back again.
Yeah.
Mr. Teller?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to the governor, and then I'll give you a ring back, and perhaps we can get together in the morning.
Right. I'll be at your disposition.
Do you know...
I think I can do it. This is a field that I'm not no expert in.
No,
I've,
you're the man for it. Now, we want to get you some any assistance you want. I don't know who you may want. Anybody I know that I can get, I will.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be good to get somebody from the Justice Department. They'll
have
plenty of...
Citizen,
yeah.
Private life.
Now, this boy, John Finney, is pretty knowledgeable, able, young... Oh, you're a very brilliant young fellow. He was Mike Monroney's administrator for a while, and he's gone in Clark Clifford's law firm.
Yeah.
And
I have great respect for Clark. I know him very well.
And I don't know whether he'd let him go or not, but I'd ask him if you thought he'd be helpful. The Attorney General and I are rather agreed he'd be a good one.
You remember that I'm on, you put me on this commission that I'm working on with the Chief Justice and the others.
Yes, I know that.
And that is now reaching a point where I wouldn't want to neglect that work.
No, I understand that.
For anything.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And but you have to quit under a stair bed too and then come right on back, and I'll put a plane at your disposal. And you can take one of the jet stars, go down in the morning, come back in the evening after a couple of days there.
Yeah.
And go in and out. And I'll call Clark and see about John Finney, and then I'll call you as soon as I talk to the governor.
Something that Clark thought was good, I'd be very glad. He's got some very able men in his office.
Fine. Thank you.
Very able.
Thank you so much, Mr. Teller.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you.